Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Sister Rehana Kazemi. She has done Bachelor's of Science in Applied Psychology. She's a researcher in the Hafsa Ilmi of Qom, and her research right now is on best trainers and coaches for students in non-Islamic countries with Islamic perspective. A very warm welcome, Sister, and Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you very much.
Well, sister, in our previous episodes, we have been talking about the bad habits that the parents told that our children are developing. Then we came back to the upbringing in the ages in the very sensitive time, that is 1 to 7, 7 to 14, and 14 to 21. Then you talked about what were the things that the parents should be taking care in these ages. You said that in first to 7 years, which is supposed to be the age of king, to live like a king or a queen or a prince or a princess. Your child, this does not mean that if a child makes a mistake, you can't figure it out. You have to figure out mistakes, but you don't have to punish them as soon in a very early age. Then we discussed in the previous session that 7 to 14 years are the age when you have to treat your child as a slave, but being slave does not mean you have to make him wash clothes, make him clean house or wash dishes. We said you have to make him a responsible person. You have to give him very tiny, tiny jobs that go and clean your room yourself, clean your bedroom yourself, go and take off your uniform yourself, put it in the hanger, put it in the cupboard, and the things like that. Yes. So you actually focus that we have to develop them into responsible beings from 7 to 14.
And also responsible of his bad behavior's consequences. Because everything's in good behavior and in bad behavior. In a result, he needs to understand the consequences, responsibility of consequences. If he does the good things, he will face the good consequences. And if he does the bad thing, definitely he will need to face the bad consequences. That's in that age, if a child can understand the consequences, he will try to avoid the mistakes.
All right, so you're trying to say that we got to tell our child from 7 to 14.
Because he's a slave.
Whatever you're doing, you got to face consequences. Yeah. If you do good things, you will face the consequences.
Yes.
And if you do the bad, you'll face the
because
bad.
Because he's a slave, and slaves need to understand what I'm doing good and what I'm doing bad. If I'm doing good, I have to get something. I have some good thing for
reward.
Me. He's waiting for me.
He's waiting for the reward, basically. So now in this episode, I would want to ask you about the 14 to 21 years. What about these years? Like, what are the things that parents need to take care of, they need to be very sensitive about?
Every minute of your child is very expensive and a very sensitive and a very delicate for a mother and for a father. Especially in this age, when a little child is growing up, he thinks I'm a big man now. Or if a girl, she thinks I'm a big girl now. So they feel themselves a boss, a man of the house. We say in England, you are the man of the house. The child will feel proud that I am the man of the house. So Islam said that's the age when your child is your advisor.
All right. Not at a very early age. So what if a child develops a bossy behavior in a very early age? Like, for example, We had a mother asking, she had a child who was 8 years old, I guess a boy. And we had this question some time ago, and she had been telling us that her child has developed a bossy behavior. They tell their child to turn off the screen or turn off the television. Even they are not authorized, they can't even tell him to change the channel. So turning off is a very, something very, far away thing. So he has a very bossy behavior from a very early age. What do you say about that?
First of all, the mother or the father needs to figure out what is the reason, why he's behaving like that. Definitely, he had someone in the family who is behaving like this. If a child is like watching TV and his father comes and says, just turn off the TV right now, definitely he will pick up from his father. If the mother does that, definitely he will pick up from the mother. So first thing you need to figure out where he's picking up these things. What is the reason behind this bossy behavior? Maybe there is something that...
There's someone in the family behaving like that.
Family behaving, and also there's a lack of something in some children. If he feels that I'm neglected, so definitely the bossy behavior comes in children.
All right. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm a sister, Rehana Kazemi, and we're discussing the bossy behavior of children. Yes, sister.
Yes. We were talking about the age of slave.
Yes.
So if you treat the same like you are treating him in the age of 7 to 14, that's not good for his mental health, because your child will not feel good. And after the age of 14 to 21, the children feel that they are the boss of the house. You need to realize them. Yes, you are my advisor. You are a big man of the house. You are the man of the house. After your dad, you are responsible of this all house. If I am going out, you are responsible of your house work, of your house doings, of your mom. Like Islamically point of view, I will say, when a father is going out, he can say to his child, okay, I am going out. I have to do something, but you are the responsible of this house. You are the responsible of your mother and your sister. You have to do the things. What I was doing, the child feels proud, because this is the age when he wants to feel proud, when he wants to be responsible, when he wants to be a boss of the house. And if you use this quality of the children in a positive way, they will definitely be a responsible man.
All right.
He will definitely turn out a responsible man.
All right. So you're trying to say that in this very sensitive age of 14 to 21, we got to teach our children that we got to give them actually a place, a position,
yes,
in the family. We got to tell them, yes, you are someone in the family,
yes,
and you are the man of the house, or you're the woman of the house. You are the one who is very, very important, who is the one who is going to be taking care of things when the parents are not there.
Yes, because in this age, if he learns the responsibilities, definitely after this age, he will get married and there are so many responsibilities on his shoulder. And if he will never learn these responsibilities in this age, he will be never like a responsible man. So in this age, you need to tell him that you are a responsible person. Do not ignore him or do not press him. Do not impose your decision
or
suppress him. Let him make decision.
All right.
And tell him if you
give him the authority,
yes,
of decision making.
Give him authority.
Yeah.
And tell him, first of all, to make any decision, ask your child, what does she think about this? What does she think about that?
Right.
He will feel proud.
Talk to them.
Yeah.
Talk to them.
Talk to them.
All right.
If you are like buying something, don't say, oh, I like this. I will buy for you.
It seems to be important discussion. Yes. We'll discuss more on that after a short
break. He feels his importance.
We'll discuss more on that after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned with us.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm his sister, Rehana Kazemi, who is telling us about very, very important things that need to be taken care of in the age of 14 to 21 years. So, sister, you're saying, over here, we need to give child a position. Yes. We need to give him a status. We need to talk to him. We need to make him a responsible man or a responsible woman. So now you're saying when you want to buy something, do not tell a child that I am buying this thing for you. Yes. So you're saying tell him what do you want to buy. Give him a choice. Give him a decision-making authority.
Yes. Do not neglect them in their importance, because these are the small things. When you give them importance in this small thing, they will feel their importance. They will feel that I am an important person. If you will neglect them, your child will lose their self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Because in this age, if the child loses the confidence, how he will be like a successful person in future? Because this is the age of making him a something. There's a big future for him. And tell him, you need to make your own decision, but guide him. Tell him, if you are doing this, okay, that's good, but there are the bad effects of this, and there are the good effects of this. There are the bad things. This is the, if you will do this, I'm telling you both sides, bad and good. No, this is your choice, what you want to choose. Then he will definitely think about that. And when you ask him about his choice and tell him about goods and bads, then he will ask you about your opinion. He will say, I want to choose this, but I want to know what is good in your sight, what you will say. Then you can tell him, yeah, I think that's good. If you are like buying something, you can, oh, that's nice color. That definitely will look nice at you. He will feel proud. He will feel his authority, he will feel his importance, and he will be more confident to make his decisions.
All right. So I would want to ask you a very small question about girls over here. The girls who are being ignored, especially in the Asian countries in this age, what do you think, what will they develop into? Don't you think they try to find out this love, this authority somewhere outside in the society?
I will think there's a drawback in their training. Maybe parents neglect them in their early childhood, or maybe they do not treat them equally like the, because in the Asian...
The boys are treated, yes. Yeah. Since we talked about Asian countries, it is very important issue that girls are not treated
equally like boys.
Yeah.
So there is definitely some drawback. There is something going on in their like.
Are you
past.
Trying to say that in Islam we don't have any difference in a boy
always
or a girl?
Always treat equally the boys and the girls.
All right.
So there's a big mistake which parents definitely, I will say, especially in the Asian countries, they do not treat equal. They always say, oh, you are girl, he's boy, he's the man of the house, he has authority. And in this
you
way...
You are girl, you have got nothing to do with all this. All right. Thank you so much, sister, for being with us. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. If you have any questions, dear audiences, comments or suggestions, please contact us on englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on the social media websites just by searching Call of Islam Radio. You can also listen to our programs on our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. Until another program, fi amanillah and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.